This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. It was just a matter of time before this news would come out. Fireworks are bad for your health. Federal scientists say exploding fireworks release tiny particles into the air. Dust, dirt, soot, smoke, and liquid droplets. Those are called particulate matter that can travel, causing coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. They say the air is worst just after the fireworks, but usually returns to normal within several hours. The huge fault line in Southern California, which used to be considered insignificant, is now leaking helium gas from the underground. Scientists now say the Newport-Inglewood fault line is much more important than previously thought, and they've raised the risk of the big one in the next 30 years from 4.7 to 7%. Boy, it'd be scary to live out there. New studies have added to the body of evidence that spending time outdoors, hiking, and communing with nature has a rejuvenating effect on your brain. 90-minute hike helps decrease negative reflection, which can lead to depression and anxiety, while increasing focus, improving mental performance, and boosting attention. The beautiful vistas we have around here in southwestern Michigan, we should be in great shape. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. This is the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Scientists in England created a video game that helps you lose weight without any exercise. It basically brainwashes you into choosing healthier foods. People who played lost about a pound and a half a week. Yeah, researchers found that after people play, they were more likely to avoid unhealthy foods in real life. Players ate 220 fewer calories a day than they did before. Unfortunately, the game is still in the infant stages, so it could be a while before it actually makes it to market. A new study finds men aren't smarter than women, but they sure think they are. The researchers had people take a math test, then asked them how many they thought they did. Men were much more likely to overestimate their grades, while women were actually realistic. Researchers say it could be one of the reasons why men go into math and science. They have the confidence and ego that makes them think they can take it on. Here's a tip to see if it's too hot to walk the dog. Touch the back of your hand to the pavement. And if you can't leave it there for 5 seconds, it's too hot for your dog's feet. So either leave the dog inside or walk in the grass. You could also get those little boots for them, but most dogs hate wearing them. Well, you certainly never want to meet a deer by accident. Listen to this story. A Pennsylvania thoroughbred track is starting its races more than 2 hours earlier and remove nearby bushes and trees that discourage deer from jumping onto the track. So their starting times will back up to avoid racing at dusk when deer become more active. They're also making a fence around the track taller. The track canceled racing on Monday and Tuesday after a deer ran in front of horses during Sunday's fourth race. Ownership says no one wants a jockey or horse to get hurt by a deer. Oh, another one of these stories. There was an unwelcome visitor at a North Texas museum last weekend. A nearly 6-foot-long rat snake curled up in a toilet. Sheriff's Deputy Tina Robertson was supervising an inmate crew mowing at a nearby courthouse. A trustee happened to know a thing or two about snakes and helped capture the creature. He told the local paper in Wichita that at least the snake now doesn't have a pot to hiss in. Ba-dum-bum. In a recent survey, looked at our smartphone behavior. The facts are pretty clear. We're seriously addicted. Check out some of these responses. Where's your smartphone at night? More than half say on the nightstand. What's the first thing on your mind in the morning? Phone. Before coffee. How often do you use your phone? 54% of us say we're constantly checking it. Would you consider turning back if you left your phone at home? More than half say yes. And how long could you last without your phone? Believe it or not, almost half say 24 hours. Knucklehead News out of England, where a woman called 911 last week because she got a bad haircut. She told police it was a mess and wanted legal advice about what to do. They didn't give her any, but they were at least nice enough not to arrest her. Police told her that wasn't an appropriate reason to call the emergency line and hung up. Ma'am, it will grow out. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about, email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. Fax to 637-2675 or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. You can catch up on a show you've missed or listen to one again, perhaps this one, at WCSY.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make this a great day.